Welcome to the St. Peter's West Blatchington podcast, bringing you the latest sermons and talks from the church by the windmill. For more info, find us online. But as for now, here's today's talk.
What do you understand if I say to you that person is the GOAT? What does that mean, Sam? The greatest of all time. So in the boxing world, Muhammad Ali is said to be the GOAT, greatest ever. Or Lionel Messi in the footballing world has been called the GOAT, the greatest ever. Simone Biles, the gymnast, has been called the greatest ever, the GOAT. It's not there. The greatest of all time. The world says greatness is everything. So YouTube is full of people having arguments about who is the best at this and that. We compare ourselves with one another, thinking about what we've achieved and what we're good at, and we say, well, I'm better than you at this, and I'm better than you at that. We're desperate to be recognized by those around us. We want to be seen as a somebody. We want to be seen to be good at something. And this is true even amongst our littler ones who every time they score a goal in the playground, celebrate like they've just won the World Cup. We want to be great, don't we? We want to be great. Greatness is everything. And so we all dream about being the GOAT at something. So for me, when I was younger, I used to dream about being part of a world famous band. And my brother and I would go upstairs and he would get some like pots and pans and be on the pretend drums. I'd grab a can of deodorant, normally Lynx Africa, and I would use that as my microphone. And we'd perform in front of our bedroom window and then we'd stick on, I don't know, Michael Jackson or Bon Jovi, and I'd sing down the mic. And we would dream of being in this great world famous band. Wonder what it is it for you. We love the idea of being the GOAT. But you know, Jesus wants us to change how we naturally think about greatness. And so here's the big thing, the big lesson I want us to learn this morning. It's this. If you want to be the GOAT, you must be like a kid. See what I've done there? A baby goat is a kid. If you want to be the GOAT, you must be like a kid. And so just to test that you're awake this morning, every time I say, if you want to be the GOAT, I'd love for you to say back to me, you must be like a kid. Okay, should we try that? If you want to be the GOAT,
you must be like a kid.
Brilliant, you're awake. Let's see if that lasts. Well done, okay. Matthew 18 is the start of a section in the Gospel of Matthew where Jesus is particularly talking about church and what it means for believers to live as church with one another. But look how it starts in verse 1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is the GOAT of all the disciples? That's what they want to know. Can you imagine the conversation? Peter's saying, well, I'm Jesus' best friend. Judas is saying, well, I'm the treasurer. That's pretty important. Andrew is saying, well, he called me first. Matthew says, well, I've come the furthest. I used to be a tax collector. Why don't we go and ask Jesus? Let's find out what he says about which of us is the greatest. Jesus doesn't answer the question right away. Verse 2, he called a little child to him, probably a toddler, and he placed the child among them. Now, I didn't think it was fair to make a toddler stand here for the whole of the service. So we're going to just have to imagine that this little one is real. Well, it is real. It's a picture of a real person, but I hope you get it. Okay, so there we go. Jesus gets this toddler, and they come and sit or stand in the middle of these disciples. And pointing to the child, Jesus says, truly I tell you, verse 3, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Can you see that? Okay, that's better. So he's saying, lads, disciples, lads, don't think about being great in my kingdom. Think about whether you're even in my kingdom. That's what matters most of all. Because you can't be in my kingdom if you think it's all about greatness. You must be like this child. If you want to be the goat, you're already doing worse than you did earlier. If you want to be the goat,
you must be like the fish.
I think it's up here. I had AI this week make a picture of me as a cartoon baby. I wish I looked like that when I was younger. But look, Jesus doesn't say, when Jesus says we need to be like a kid, of course he doesn't mean us grown-ups or us, well, even if we're, you know, older than two, he doesn't mean we need to go back to kind of goo 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 ga 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 eating food out of a jar and wearing nappies. Of course he doesn't mean that. So what does he mean? Well, back in Jesus' day, sadly, kids were not very important. They had no rights, no value. They were at the bottom of society. They offered nothing. They had nothing. Now, Jesus doesn't agree with that, but he is saying getting into God's kingdom means being like that, humbly putting ourselves right at the bottom. If you want to be the goat,
you must be like the kids.
So help me out here. Give me some ideas. Shout some things out. What do toddlers and babies need help with? What sorts of things do they need help with? Just shout some ideas out.
Walking,
eating, drinking,
going to the toilet,
getting dressed. James? Walking and talking and anything else?
Everything.
Nice. Just catches it all, doesn't it? Everything. They can't do much, not on their own. They don't have anything. They can't offer anything. They need help. They are totally dependent. And the disciples need to be like that. Rather than talk about being great, they need to realize that they need Jesus to help them. And they especially need him to die for them. Did you notice how Matthew starts this passage, verse 1? At that time. See, Jesus has just been talking about his death on the cross. So at the same time he is talking about going to die for them, they argue about who is the greatest in the kingdom. Behaving just like the rest of the world, they argue about who's best and who comes first, with no clue that none of them are actually good enough on their own. They need Jesus to die for them. And Jesus wants us to say to him, I can't do it on my own either. I'm not the goat. Jesus, I need you. Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Getting into God's kingdom, it's all about being like a little child. The world says to get anywhere in life, you need to be a somebody. But as one preacher said, Jesus says, if you want to be a somebody, you need to realize you're a nobody. If you want to be the goat, and so can I say, if you're not yet someone who's following Jesus this morning, there will be all sorts of things that you're pretty great at, praise the Lord. You might not be the goat, but you'll be pretty great. But Jesus is saying to you, those things cannot help you get into my kingdom. Some of us here might think we're following Jesus, but we're basing that on our own efforts and our own achievement and what we can offer. Jesus is saying to you, nothing you do can get you into my kingdom. And those of us that are following Jesus will be aware that we can still slip back into thinking we need to do things to somehow keep our place in God's kingdom. Jesus is saying to us, keep remembering you have nothing. You need me to do it all for you. If you want to be the goat, you must be like a kid. There was Interesting moment in Premier League football last season, I think it was last season, where Arsenal were playing Man City, and Arsenal were desperate to win the league. I mean, they still are, and they hadn't for a while, and they still hadn't. And they were winning against Man City until right at the end, Manchester City scored an equaliser in stoppage time. And Erling Haaland, the Man City striker, there he is. After the game, he ran up to the Arsenal manager and he smugly said, "Stay humble, eh? Stay humble." It wasn't a particularly humble thing to say, but that is the message for us, at least the right words. Stay humble. It is how we keep living in God's kingdom. We've seen how we get into God's kingdom is to be like a little child. And the way we keep living in God's kingdom, it's the same. It's to stay humble and, like little children, keep saying to Jesus, "I need you." Remember, the disciples asked the question, "Who's the goat? Who's the greatest in the kingdom?" And now Jesus gets to the answer, verse 4. "Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So just imagine it. Jesus is pointing to this little one in the midst of them, a nobody in society. They probably didn't even know this kid's name. And Jesus says, "You want to see a goat? Here you go. You want to know what true greatness looks like? Be like this little one." Jesus is totally redefining the world's understanding of greatness. So different to how we think. I really like the musical Matilda. It's going to be on the screen, I think. Is it there, Ben? There we go. I really like the musical Matilda. Has anyone ever seen the stage play in the theatre? It's amazing. It's amazing, and the film's quite good too. And there's that song, if you know it, that goes like this. I'm going to try and sing it. "When I grow up, when I grow up," I can't remember the rest of the words. "When I grow up," and she says things like, "I'm going to eat sweets every day," and all sorts of stuff. And the point is, Matilda and her buddies are looking forward to when they're grown up, a time when they're no longer dependent on their parents and they can do whatever they want. Well, being grown up in God's kingdom, it actually means becoming more dependent, realizing more and more that I'm not great. I can't do it on my own. I need Jesus. And that is true greatness. If you want to be a somebody, you need to realize you're a nobody. Do you notice that Jesus says, "Unless you change"? We need to change our thinking about greatness, but because it's so hard to do, it's so easy to get it wrong. It needs a change in us. And so I wonder, I need 8 volunteers. If you're happy to come up and your parents are happy for you to be on the live stream, would you just come up and line up with some of these pictures for me? Because we're going to try and understand how this might apply to us. So you come up and grab a picture for me and just come and line up on the top step. Well done. Thank you. It might be a bit of a snug fit. Well done. How many we got? We need 3 more, do we? 3 more. We got brilliant. We've made it. Woohoo! All the adults are going, "Phew, I don't need to come up." Have we got one more? You going to come up? We got one more picture. Do you want to come up, Jen? Oh, no, we got, yay, well done, woo! Brilliant. And I think sometimes we can do just what the world does with greatness. And we use the same kind of ideas, the same kind of categories that the world uses within God's kingdom, within the church. And so I'm just going to try and find them. And so we create this kind of scale or this list based on what we do and who we are and our roles and responsibilities within church. And so we say things like, where's the timer? Oh, there we go. We say things like, I've been a Christian a really long time. I'm pretty important. Or we say, this is handy, it's in the same order. Or we say, well, I come to the prayer meeting. I'm really important. Or we say, here we go, JJ, let's watch, come up here. Everyone push down. Or we say, well, you can go there. I'm on this rotor and that rotor and this rotor and that rotor. I'm pretty great. Or we say, Henry, come up here. Or we say, well, I help with the kids' work. You know, I spend my Saturday nights cutting endless amounts of craft up, and then I teach the children. That makes me pretty important in church, doesn't it? And even when we think we're important, we still kind of argue or compare ourselves, and we go, well, I've been a Christian longer than anybody, or, well, I'm on more rotors than anyone else, or the rotors that I'm on are more important, or I've been doing kids' work longer than anyone, and I'm probably the best teacher here, actually. Well, I come to more prayer meetings than anybody else. I never miss one, and actually, sometimes I even lead one. And then what we do is we kind of look down and we say, well, their job is just to clean the church. They're not that important. Or they just serve the coffee. By the way, I praise God for you if you're serving coffee today. I think it's a massively important ministry and very precious, and I'm going to need some after this. But that's what we do. Or we say, look, they only come, can you hold out, Sam? They only come once a month. I come every week. Or we say, well, they don't know their Bible very much. Or can you come to the other end? Or you say, actually, I know my Bible really well. And in fact, I lead one of the home groups. Do you see what we do? We create this scale or this list where we compare ourselves with one another and we make ourselves more or less important than each other. And, you know, even even in my heart, there's an ugly part of me right now that's going, Rich, look, you're preaching. Everyone's listening to you. You're pretty important. And Jesus wants to say to me, no, stop it. There's not a scale. There's not a line of who's more important than one another. Why? Because all of us, if we're in the kingdom, need Jesus. And we keep needing Jesus. And we keep needing Jesus. And we keep needing Jesus. Every single one of us. You see, this line here, that's greatness based on what the world says, isn't it? It's based on how the world does it. Who's the goat? Well, it's the one who's at the prayer meeting the most. Who's the least? Well, it's the one who's here on a Saturday morning and nobody sees him cleaning. But that's according to the world's standards and scale. Actually, Jesus says, no, there's no scale. We all need Jesus equally. And so what do we need to do? We need to pray for that change in our hearts to humble us and remind us that true greatness is about putting ourselves at the bottom. And so actually, when you think like that, you suddenly realize that, there is something very honorable and actually great about being here on a Saturday morning when no one is seeing you cleaning. Putting ourselves right at the bottom. If you want to be the goat,
you must be like the kids.
Great, kids, you can go and sit down. Thank you very much. You can take your pictures if you want. But listen, Jesus doesn't just redefine greatness here. He also shows us the best example of what greatness looks like. It's the best example ever. Do you remember the start of the passage? It says, at that time. At the time that Jesus is speaking about his death. So the greatest act in history is about to happen when Jesus dies on the cross. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? But Jesus is the ultimate goat. Of course he is. He's the Son of God. He is and forever will be the greatest of all time. But how does he use his greatness? Well, he puts himself at the bottom and he humbly dies on a cross for you and for me. And so be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. If you want to be the goat, you must be like a kid. And I just want to finish with a bit of a beautiful story written by C.S. Lewis. So, kids, if you don't know him, he's the guy that wrote the Narnia stories, okay? This isn't from Narnia, it's from another book, but it's a made-up story. But he's telling a story about a man who's taken from earth into heaven. And an angel is showing the man a great party. It's a celebration of a Christian woman. She's glowing and she's beautiful and people are dancing around her and children are cheering and everyone's clapping and it's party time. They are honoring her for how she lived on earth, for how she lived humbly serving Jesus, putting herself at the bottom. And the man tries to guess who this celebrated special woman is. He's like, is it Mary? I mean, who is it? And the angel says, you won't guess. You've never even heard of her. Her name is Sarah Smith, and she lived in Golders Green. And the man says, well, she must have been someone pretty important, or she must be someone important, rather. And the angel says, well, yes, she is. But remember that greatness in this heavenly country and greatness on earth are two quite different things. If you want to be the goat, you must be like a kid. Should we pray together? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing us what true greatness looks like. It's not about being the top. It's not about being the best. It's not about thinking we're better. It's about saying to you, I need you. Do it all for me. Humbly putting ourselves at the bottom and into your hands. Thank you that that's what you did when you died for us. And we pray, please, that with your help, each day we would more and more humble ourselves and be more like you, for that is true greatness. We pray that you'd help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the St. Peter's West Blatchington podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and find us online. See you next time.